his friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mari and Imi Marazi Sheyichu, Lenishmas Maris Esther Vasrib Shmuel, the schus Moshita Ben Peshadina, Mordechai Yehel Ben Yosef Halevi, and Shein Lchana Bas Malka, Rachel Bas Geula, Blue Medallia Bas Chanadina. They should all have bracha v'hatzlacha v'chol maaseh yedeihem. In this shiur, we're going to be discussing a very interesting shaila of hamekadesh be'ed echod, that certain aid was made about a woman that she was miskadeshes, and the woman denies it. Is there a chashash kiddushin over here? And this shiur is based on an article in a Torah journal called Shaarei Torah, which was a journal that came out in pre-war Europe and was edited by one of the great Gaonim of Warsaw, whose name was Rabbi Yitzchak Feigenbaum. And it's a schus that the Torah of the pre-war Gaonim has been preserved such that we could learn it together. When I was younger, I used to go to the National Library, Hebrew University, in Givat Ram, and I would enjoy looking at the journals there, but today, with Hashem's great help, we have modern technology, and we don't have to travel to universities, we can just get them online. So it's amazing. This shtickle, it's a long piece, he goes on to other things, we're just going to be doing part of it this time, please God. This is in Chelek Beis, Kuntres Hay, and Simen Mem Aleph. He begins, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach Po Varsha. So he's in Warsaw, Poland, writing this. Sheila Be'edachat Shehed Alisha Sheneskat Sheleploini Befanov. Visha Makcheshes Oso. Im Yesh Bezech Shash Kedushim Latzricha Get Mekploni. A certain aid was made about a woman that she was married to Ploni, and in front of him, in his presence. And the woman denies it. She says, Lahadam Lahidvar Me'olam, never happened. Is there a Chash Kedushin to require her to get a get from Ploni? So that we begin with the Ramon, Evin Ezer, Simon Membeis, If Beis, V'yesh Machmirim B'Mekadesh Lefnei Eid Echod, Im Shneim Modim. There are those who are Machmir to require a get for a woman who was married in front of one witness, if they're both agreed that they got married. Aval Im Echod Makchish Ha'Eid Ein Lachush. But if one person contradicts the aid, then ein lachush. There is no reason to be concerned with this, and it's nothing. V'hu das ha-smag. And this is the opinion of the smag, that one aid, yes, b'choshesh, but not if the aid is makchish. In Cain, Afilu l'das ramah b'nidon didan. So it says, Refeigenbaum zitzal, that it would emerge then that according to the ramah, in our case, ein lachush klal l'kedushin. You don't have to worry about the kedushin at all. Kevan she'isha makcheshes es ha'eid. Since the woman is contradicting the aid. Since the woman is contradicting the aid, ein lachush, even according to the smag, even according to this machmir opinion. However, the chelkas machokek, the commentary on the Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer, there in Sif Katan Dalet and Simen Mem Beis, brings the name of the Maharam Mipadva, the chokek lahachmir ba'akchoshes ha'isha, that he was inclined to be stringent when it is the woman who denies it, that he bal dover negedei dechod, because she's a bal dover, here a balas dover, she is the involved party going against one aid. V'rayaso midivrei Rashi b'kiddushin. And his proof is from Rashi in Maseches Kedushin on page 65b. Shapire Shadisa Begamarisham Edechod Behakhoshimimahemin. Do we believe in Eid Echad if he's contradicted? Explains Rashi, Hainu Bakhoshis Eid Echad Mishum Dakhoshis Isha Loi Mahani. It's Hakhoshis Eid Echad because the Hakhosha of the woman is not effective. There are various girsels in Rashi, Lama Ayin Sham. But according to one girsa, the akrasha of the woman is not effective. Uvishara mishpat perik tes mehilchas isha salach alam and aleph. Kosav de das Rashi zal. Is like what's brought in the Beis Yosef in Yeredeh and Simon Kufchov Zayin. Shara Melech in Perek Tes Milchus Ishus, Halacha Lamed Aleph writes that Rashi's opinion is like the opinion that's brought in the Beis Yosef in Kufchav Zayin. Daha behakchoshas Baal Dover Mahani Bisurim Hainu Legabe Didei Aval Acherim Lo Mahani Akchoshas Abal Din. The fact that the denial of the Baal Din is effective b'isurim is only vis-a-vis himself, but not vis-a-vis others. Vis-a-vis others, the hakhash of the Baal Din is not effective. And therefore, it is usur for other people to marry her. So, Rashi says the hakhash of the woman is ineffective. Why? Because hakhash works for you, it doesn't work for others. And we want to know if she can marry others. And since it's her doing the akrasha, the answer is no, she can't marry others. Because the akrasha works for her, but not for others. So we're choshish really that she's married? So if that's true, then we don't paskin like Rashi in this. Because we paskin, Yerideya, Simon Kufchav Zayin, the akrasha's habailim is effective. Gam lekulei alma. That the akhosh of the Bailim is effective for everybody. Like the Shach there writes in Siv Koton Vav, not only for them one vis-a-vis oneself, even vis-a-vis the whole world. The akhosh is ha-Bailim adifa me-akhosh is Eid Echot. And the Bailim is even better than Eid Echot. So here, where we have the akhosh is ha-Bailim, it's perfecta mundo. She's not married. She's free to marry whoever she wants. V'li nera degam Rashi sover k'dans ha-shach sham. De-hak-choshes ha-baylem mahani gam la-acherim. To me, says the great Gaon, Rav Feigenbaum, it would appear that even Rashi holds like the Shach, that the denying of the baylem is effective even vis-a-vis others. Ve'atam u'mitoch she'neman la'chilu la'atzman neman gam ken la'chilu la'acherim. Since the person is believed to eat the food himself that he claims is kosher, so he's believed to feed it to others. But with regard to Nisu and to marriage, this svara isn't shaykh. Why not? Because if nobody else is going to marry her, then she can't get married. In other words, you can't say about Nisu and that it's just about her. There's always going to be somebody else involved. So really, in theory, Rashi agrees with the Shach that Akrashas Habaylam works for others. It's just the reason he says here that Akrashas Isha doesn't work is because the reason it works for others is because mitoch, since you're believed for yourself, you're also believed vis-a-vis others. But here, the svar is not shaykh. You can't say since you're believed for yourself, you're believed vis-a-vis others. because here she's completely dependent on others. It's not just about her. This svara only works when you could do it independently. Since you could do it independently, you're also believed to give to others, like the food that you claim is kosher, somebody else says it isn't, your makrish, the Baal Dover is makrish. Since you can eat it to yourself, feed it to yourself, you can feed it to others. But here we can't say, since she can get married herself, she can also marry others. You can't marry yourself. Once saw an article, not about a year or two or three ago, about a woman who married herself. She said, I don't need a husband. I'm in love with myself. She bought herself a ring, and she's going to live happily ever after with herself. But in general, with normal people, we need someone else to get married to. So, by marriage, Rashi says, her akasha doesn't help. Because we don't have the svara of mitoch shenaman lachil latzu neman gamken lachil lacher. And this svara is drawn from the Gemara in Ksubis and the Chav Hamad Beis. The Imam Rabbeinize the Kohen who namru lachil b'tshuma mishum debiyada lachil b'tshuma. So he can say, this is my son, he's a Kohen. So he can feed him truma. And since he's Naman that he could feed him truma, other people can also feed him truma. Because it's biyado, he could do it himself. So he's also believed when it comes to others. But ainu Naman lasio isha. He's not believed to marry him off because it's not in his hands. It's not up to him. So you see this svara. So again, we don't paskin like Rashi. We paskin that hakrasha sabaylim is even better than Hakrashas Eid Echad. Just in this particular case of Nisuin, Rashi holds that it won't work. But in general, Hakrashas Abaylim works. And we pass, that's the way we paskin, not like Rashi. So therefore, this woman would not have to worry. She can marry someone else. And with this Svara, we could be Miyashiv, the Kashiv of the Shmaitza, Shmaitza Vav, Perik Vav, and the Taisvis who write, how is a woman believed that she counted her 7 clean days and she went to mikvah as a cheska sisser? How do we believe in Eid Echad against the cheska sisser? Can't. That's Tosis Kasha. So says Frek the Shmaitza on Tosfos, Bailam are believed al shelahem even bischazek isura. What's the problem? You're the Bailam, you're believed on what belongs to you, even if there's a cheska sisser. And for the Shmaitza, that Bailam only have nemanus about kinyan kaspam, but not on themselves. So therefore this woman, kashis, how can she be believed on herself, on your kinyan kesef, your belief, not on yourself? And that's a doichak teretz. But now, based on what we said, we understand that since this woman cannot have bia without a husband, it's not shaykh to say that mitoch shenemenes al atzma, nemenes gam hi al baila, like we said. In other words, baal bailam ne'amanim al shelahem, that's when it's just the bailam, when the only concerned party are the bailam, or is the bailam. But here there's another concerned party, the husband. So you can't say that she's believed on herself because this doesn't just pertain to herself. This pertains directly to her. She can only be permitted when she did Sfira and Tvila if she's with her husband. It's not that she's an independent entity and you say, since she's mutter for herself, she's mutter for others. There is no herself. She can't have bia by herself. She needs a husband. So you don't have the svara, like we said, of mitoch shenemenes al atzma and emenes gam al acherim, because there is no nemenes rak al atzma. There is no belief just about herself. So this, for the kasha of the shmaitza, that b'alim arnenem al shalahem afilu b'schazik isur, but just al shalahem, and here there are other people involved. And therefore Tosis asks very well, how's a woman believed on sphere and tefillah eschazik isur, and Tosis is mitaritz, gittin beizam et beiz, Tosis mitaritz with Tosis mitaritz. That's already, we discussed that in the past, and I hope we discuss it in the future, because it's one of my favorite topics. Ischazik Isura, Eidechot, a lot to talk about. We've already spoken, Baruch Hashem, B'siyata D'shmaya. And if that's true, then we can go further. We can say as follows. Maybe, even though we paskin like the Shach, who says that HaKoshes HaBailim is even better than Eid Echad, and we can believe the Bailim, but if Rashi agrees with the Shach in principle, and Rashi just holds that this is an exception to the rule, and as soon as the exception to the rule, then maybe the Shach would go along with that also, and then the woman would have to be choshesh that she's married, because we're claiming that you're right, we don't paskin like Rashi. We wanted to say we don't paskin, we paskin like the Shach. Rashi holds like the Beis Yosef that hada choshesh baal din mahani bisurim is l'gabi didei but not l'acherim. So we don't paskin like that. We paskin like that the HaKoshes HaBailim is effective l'kulei alma. But if the svara is that HaKoshes HaBailim is only effective l'kulei alma, because mitoch sheneman al atzmo neman gam al acherim, this by nisuin that svara doesn't apply. So maybe the shach really paskins like Rashi. The shach would agree with Rashi, and he would hold that nisuin is an exception to the rule, because the HaKoshes baal din is effective l'kulei alma only if. But by Nisum this doesn't apply. Why doesn't this apply? Because there is no Ne'eman al Atzmo. You're never an independent entity. It's always going to be others involved. So therefore we should be Choshish L'das Rashi and be Machmir on this woman. Mikol Mokom Nirali She'ein Lanu Lachu Shel Hachmir. But really we shouldn't be Choshish, because Bemis, we have to understand, how can we learn from Rashi with regard to halacha that HaKoshes HaIsha is not effective neged Eid Echad? Where did Rashi write this? Look in the Gemara. Look in the Gemara, sweet friends. I'll take you there. Kiddushin 65b. Amar of Yitzchak Bar Shmuel. Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, Bar Marta, Mishmei Durav, HaMekadesh Beid Echad Ein Choshesh in the Kiddushin Ba'afilu Shnei Amodim. If one is mekadesh a woman with one aid, then the halacha is ein choshishim lekedushin. We are not concerned that this kedushin, even if they're both mode. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna mekadesh beit echad beit din Rabba amar ein choshishim lekedushin. Man beit din Rabba Rav ikedamri amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna amar Rabba mekadesh beit echad beit din Rabba amar ein choshishim lekedushin. Man beit din Rabba Rabbi. Okay, so we have the opinion of the beit din Rabba, which is Rabba Rabbi, that a mekadesh beit echad ein choshesh im lekedushin. Then the Gemara brings the following case: Meisiv mervach b'doy barami shnayim shebo medina sayam. If two people came from overseas, vishi maim, and a woman is with them. I love this case. V'chavilei maim, they have a package of items together with them. Zeh, one of the people says, though ishti v'zeh avdi v'zeh chavilasi. See this woman? She's my wife. You see this other guy? He's my Eved. You see this package? It's my package. V'zeh, and the second guy says, Omer zo ishti v'zeh avdi v'zeh chavilasi. This is my wife, and this is my Eved, and this is my package. He makes the same claim. You say, I'm your Eved, you're my Eved. You say, she's your wife, she's my wife. And the woman says, no, you both got it wrong. Elu shnei avodai, the chavila shali, they're both my avadim, and the chavila belongs to me. So since there's a suffix if she's married and who she's married to, she needs two gittin in order to get married again. And then she collects her ksuba from this chavila, from this package. Memanavshach. If she's the wife of one of them, she takes this package, midin ksuba. And if the chavila's hers, then she could definitely take it. So now Rav Achbadai asks his kasha, hechidami, what's it talking about? That in order to be matir, she needs to get married. To get married, She needs a get from two people. Idis leisade lahai vis leisade lahai. If she has Edim for this guy, and she has Edim for that guy. If there's an aid, Edim for this guy, and they're Edim for that guy, each guy has two Edim, that she's his wife, and that the package is his. So can she now go ahead and say that these are both my avadim and the package is mine? Ma pitom? She's definitely one of their husbands, one of their wives. And the chavila belongs to one of them. Because they both have eidim. El alav be'ed echad. That each of them has one eid, testifying to the fact that she is this man's wife, and therefore she's believed to say that the chavila is hers, because the gabe mamon and eid echad is not neman. But as far as the kedushin goes, each one has one aid, and we're misupik. Maybe she's married to this guy, maybe she's married to that guy. She needs a get from both of them. So this is a kasha in what we said before. What did we say before? Before we said that if this kiddushin beid echad, ain't choshish in the kiddushin. And here you see you are choshish. V'tizbara. So this is all Rav Ach Devoy. V'tizbara. Is it logical that the reason she needs a get from both of them is because each one has one aid? Is one aid believed by Hakrasha? So Rashi writes, "Eid echad behakrasha, deika chad sado, de makrish lei, mi mehimen." If there's one aid that's makrish that denies it, is this one aid who testifies that she is married believed? And then Rashi says, "Afilo makrish lei ihi." Even if she's not the makrish, if you have an eid echad, lekel mandamer dein echad bal l'shvua. So this is nothing; it doesn't count because eid echad is mechayv shvua, but here shvua is not shaykh. So this is eid echad b'hakchasha. So there are various gersos here in Rashi, difficult Rashi. There are a lot of kashas, but even if you read Rashi as we read it, where he says that eid echad it's dafka an eid echad, but not an isha. You need an eid echad to be makrish, but not the isha. So, that's in the Gemara. The Gemara says eid echad b'hakchasha mimehimen, and then the Gemara says goes further and says ela lemishri la'alma dekuli ama lo pligi l'tishari. Rather, she's mutter to the world, and then v'hacha that you need. She needs two gittin. She needs two gittin in order to be collect her ksuba from the chavila, otherwise it's going to be munachat she yavo elio. But in order to get her chelik haksuba, she needs her gittin, and it's Rabbi Meir who says that your makabel your she collects haksuba from metalkalin, from movable items. Okay, so that's the sugya that we learned, Baruch Hashem. And Rashi, when he wrote this vort, he only wrote it according to the Tiyufta of Rav Achbadai Barami. And he wants to prove from the Braisa of Chavila, not like the Beit Din or Rabbah, who says the Hakrasha Sa'isha is Mahani Lenegadei Dechad. What does Beit Din or Rabbah say? Ein Choshishim LeKedushin. If you have Be'ei Dechad, HaMekadesh Be'ei Dechad, Ein Choshishim LeKedushin. Afilushin, at first says Afilushne Amodim, and then the Beit Din Rabbah says Ein Choshish in Likidushin. If you're Makadesh Beit Echad. So certainly, if you're Makadesh Beit Echad and the woman is Makrish, Ein Choshish in Likidushin. And what does Rabbi Achbadai want to prove? That if you're Makadesh Beit Echad, you are Choshish Likidushin. Because look here, it's talking about where there's one aid, and you're choshish for the kedushin. That's why she needs a get from both of them. That's the Gemara's kasha. But this is all in the Gemara's kasha. In the Gemara's kasha, we see that we're choshish for kedushin be'ed echad. Aval afi be'ed din rabba moide Rashi dekama choshish isha mahani neged eid echad. So that's Rav Achbadai. But if you go according to the be'ed din rabba, Rashi would agree. Be'ed din rabba just says, he doesn't say vafilu shnei amodim. Be'ed din rabba just says hamakadish be'ed echad ein choshish im lekedushin. So maybe if she agrees, it's okay. But if she denies it, then it's going to be no good. So how are you going to paskin a halacha based on Rashi, who's in the Gemara's kasha, and against the Beit Din Rabba in the Gemara that holds that if a woman denies it, it's no good? Because I'm a kaddish beit echad ein chosh in the kedushin. Certainly, if the woman denies it, if the isha is makhisha. And then a little bit weiter in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "May have Allah." Rav Kahana Amar ain choshishim lekedushin. Rav Papa Amar choshishim lekedushin. So explains Rav Feigenbaum that according to Rashi, Rashi is going to explain this Gemara. May have Allah. It's on the Kasha of Achbadoi Bar Ami, and that's the way the Pnei Yeshua learns. As what's going to be the din? If you have Kiddushin Be'ed Echad, and Rav Papa says, Choshin the Kiddushin, Haina de lo mahani akhoshes ha'isha. Because Rav Achbadai holds that akhoshes ha'isha isn't going to help. Here you have akhoshes ha'isha. Right, in the case of Rav Achbadai, in the case of Rav Achbadai, they're claiming she's married to them, and she's saying no, she's not, and she needs gittin. So you, the Beit Din Rabba, would hold that's the kashin, the Beit Din Rabba. You, the Beit Din Rabba, would hold that if she denies it, it's not a good kedushin. Again, Beit Din Rabba isn't talking about whether she denies it or not. The Gemara just says, Samakadish Beit Echad, Beit Din Rabba says, which is Rav or Rebbe, Beit Din Rabba says that ain't Choshishin. But maybe it's only ain't Choshishin if she denies it, because you see in the Kasha Vayter that here's a case where she denies it, and you're Choshish for the Kedushin. You have only eight Echad, and she denies it, and you're Choshish for the Kedushin. So the Gemara says, "May have Allah. What hak is the din? If you have an eid echad and she denies it, she's makhisha." So Rav Kahana says, "Ein choshin lekedushin," and Rav Papa says, "Choshin lekedushin." So the chosh of the isha, according to Rav Papa, is no good. Now, question is, in this Bryce of Chavila, where he says, "This is my wife," why is it his wife? In other words, he has an Eid Echad. What does he have an Eid Echad for? He has an Eid Echad to say it is his wife. But how did she become his wife? How did she become his wife? Mistama with two Eidim. Who said that she became his wife with one Eid? Mistama, she became his wife with two Eidim, and this Eid is made that there were two Eidim who were there when he was Mekadesher. So we can say only there Rav Achbadai was machmir. They would agree, Rav Achbadai would agree with the Beit Din Rabbah, that if the Kiddushin is in front of one aid, it's no good. But if one aid testifies that the Kiddushin was in front of two aid, then it would be good, even if the woman denies it. And that's where Rav Papa says, Choshin the Kiddushin. But that's only if the Kiddushin was in front of two witnesses. One aid says that the Kiddushin was in front of two witnesses, but not that the Kiddushin itself was in front of two witnesses. Not the Kiddushin itself was in front of one witness. Not the Kiddushin itself was in front of two witnesses. The Kiddushin itself, not the Kiddushin itself was in front of two witnesses. In other words, Rabbi Achbadai is holding that if one aid says the Kiddushin was in front of two witnesses, you can believe that aid. But if the Kiddushin was in front of one witness, mechitesi. So the Beit Din Rabbah holds vaday. If the Kiddushin was in front of one witness, and then the woman goes ahead and denies it, it's going to be no good. And Rabbi Achbadai wants to bring a raya. He says, no. That we're going to believe one witness, but when are we going to believe one witness? We're going to believe one witness if that one witness says that the Kedushin was in front of two witnesses. But that Kedushin should be chal in front of one witness, that Rav Achbadai didn't say. So there you have no proof from Rashi. So first of all, Rashi's only in the Kasha. And then if you say Beseder, but in the end we paskin like Rav Papa paskins Choshin the Kedushin, like Rav Achbadai. Said, but when are we choshish the kedushin? Well, choshish the kedushin when one aid says that there was kedushin in front of two aidim, and only there Rav Achbadai was machmir, and Rav Papa says choshin the kedushin. But we don't hear from them that if there was only one aid b'shas a kedushin, there should be a chashash kedushin. Now we had the smag. Vuzak the smag with smag quoted by the Ramah. V'yesh machmirim b'makadish lifnei eid echad. The smag says taka if the kedushin's in front of eid echad, then we're machmir. If the kedushin's in front of eid echad, then we're machmir. Im shnei amodim. If they both agree. Avalim echad makchish ha'ed ein lachush. But if one person is makchish the aid, if you have a person who says the aid, ma pitom, if he says they're not married. It's only im shnei amodim. Then we're machmir from the fnei eid echad. But if there's a hakchasha of the aid, then we're not choshish. That's the opinion of the smag. So smag is very machmir. He requires a get if the kiddushin was be'eid echad. Because he understands the kasha of the Gemara, my have Allah. What's in my have Allah? Not my have Allah about Rav Achbadai, about where one person says that it happened in front of two people, but where Hamakadesh Beit Echad and Shnei Amodim, and they both agree that there was Kiddushin in front of Beit Echad. So the smag learns that Rav Papa is talking about that. May have Allah, what's the halacha in that case? Where the Kiddushin was in front of one aid, and both the man and the woman admit that there was Kiddushin, and there Rav Papa says it was Kiddushin, and therefore the smag is machmir, that it shouldn't be good, that we should be choshish for the Kiddushin. And she needs a get. But in the Gemara, when Rav Papa says Choshishim l'Kiddushin, that's talking about where Shnei Amodim. So now we have a problem with the Smag. Because how does the Smag want to say that if you need a get, and that the woman's hakash is no good. Not the woman, but if a person is machish, but the woman's hakash is no good. If another person is machish the aid, then you're not choshish for the kedushin. But the woman's hakash is no good. But that's a super chumrah. On one end, the kedushin's chal, even though b'shas hakedushin, there was only one aid. And you also want to be machmir that the hakash asisha isn't good. Why not? The Gemara says afilu b'shnei amodim. That's very difficult to say. That we're going to be so machmir, not only choshev kedusha beit echad, but even when she's machish, the Gemara says afilu b'shnei amodim. And also, maybe Rashi paskins like Rav Kahana, that you're not choshev for kedushin, like that Gos Mamoni writes. And therefore, if the woman's machish beit echad, ein lachmir klal. And the Chalkos Mechokek says that the Rami Padva, who's machmir, retracted. So therefore, in this case, you could definitely be mekel when you have kedusha isha be'eid echad if the woman denies it. Because this Maharam Padva, we brought the Chalkos Mechokek earlier, that he thinks possibly to be machmir by kasha se'isha when she's the Baal Dover against the Eid Echad. And his raya is from this Rashi. But again, we questioned if it's really a good raya, as we were marich to explain, and in the end we don't pask in that way. So Eid Echad v'kiddushin akosha se'isha no good, and emir tzashem, I hope very much to lach sor v'lishnos perek zeh. Alright, but what is chus? We learned a beautiful Torah from a great Gaon and Tzaddik and Talmud Chacham. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.